Thank you. Right now it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, it's Shannon in Brooklyn.
Hey, Shannon, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fine. What do you do in Brooklyn?
I work for a company that does professional e-marketing for arts and nonprofits, like the New York Phil, Patron Technology.
Oh, wow. So you do e-marketing for companies.
That's exactly right.
Right. Do you, the kind of person who adds E as a prefix to a lot of the things that you do?
I try not to.
Yeah. Well, welcome to our show, Shannon. You're going to play the game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Carl, what is Shannon's topic?
Disorder in the court.
Americans love legal dramas, the majesty of the judge's bench, the tension of the cross-examination, the nervous confession from the witness stand. But this week we read a story proving justice can sometimes be a little bit dorky. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories of bumbling in the courtroom. Choose the real story. You'll win Carl's voice in your home answering machine or voicemail. First up, let's hear from P.J. O'Rourke.
Federal court judge Clayton Carswell has come under fire for dismissing a jury during a securities fraud trial in New York. The reason? Jury members sequestered for the weekend were offered a wide variety of movies on DVD. The jury became hopelessly deadlocked on the question of whether to watch He's Just Not That Into You or Transformers. Judge Carswell reportedly exploded, saying, "This is one of the most complex cases I have encountered in my 28 years on the bench. A jury that can't decide between He's Just Not That Into You and Transformers can't decide anything, not to mention what picking either of those movies says about their intelligence." Dismissed jurors are considering suing for defamation, but as one jury member put it, "We just can't decide."
A jury dismissed because they couldn't decide on what movie to watch while sequestered. Your next story of a courtroom snafu comes from Charlie Pierce.
Judge Herman Belencewicz of the Door County Court of Probate in Wisconsin was fed up with the behavior of plaintiffs, defendants, and their attorneys in divorce actions that came before him, but was constrained from punishing them in a way appropriate to their offenses. Then it came to him. Belencewicz, who also works as a field judge for local high school football games, now whenever someone in his court misbehaves, he reaches down to his desk and throws a red penalty flag onto the floor. The offenders have a choice, a formal sanction of contempt and a fine, or an ad hoc fine. For minor offenses, this is $5. For more serious ones, $15. This money is donated to local children's services charities. The local bar association, alas, has no sense of humor. It complained to the state court of appeals, and the judge was sanctioned and suspended from the bench for 10 days, just in time to work the Heartland Arrowhead Wauwatosa East game.
A judge in Wisconsin uses his techniques from the football field and gets in trouble. And your last story of a legal misstep comes from Kiri O'Connor.
Ouch! Oh, jeez! Ew! Blood! Do you think I need a tetanus shot? Oh, wait! Again! Ow! Such was the outcry in a New York courtroom last week, where a motion was thrown out partly because the filing papers were so badly stapled they were a multi-pronged menace. Supreme Court Judge Charles Markey tossed out an auto accident case after a court clerk was bloodied twice by the spawn of the swing line from hell. The lawyer, Jeffrey Hirsch, countered that he had a pretty good stapling record, 5,000 filings and really little or no loss of life. But have no fear, Lady Justice is not in need of a transfusion. The case lives on under a separate, neatly stapled filing.
All right, let's review your choices. One of these three things happened. From P.J. O'Rourke, a jury being dismissed because they simply couldn't decide on what movie to watch overnight. From Charlie Pierce, a judge getting in trouble because he decided to run his courtroom in Wisconsin like a high school football field. And from Kiri O'Connor, a bad stapling job contributing to a motion being tossed out of court. Which of these is the real story?
Oh, wow. They all sound so ridiculous. I think I'm going to have to go with the third one about the staples.
Really?
Story.
Why?
Because I was a paralegal for a little while, and that sounds exactly like the kind of thing that would happen.
And you still show the scars. All right.
I still do.
Well, that's your choice. Curious story about the Staples. Well, okay. To bring you the correct answer, we spoke with a reporter who covered the real story.
The judge said that the poor stapling actually caused physical injury, but the attorney for the plaintiff told us this is the first time he's ever had complaints about the way he staples court documents.
That was Chris Fisher, editor-in-chief of the New York Law Journal, which reported on the staple decision. Congratulations, Shannon.
Yay.
You got it right. You're
the
point for Carrie O'Connor. You've won our prize. Carl Castle will record the greeting on your home answering machine.
Great. Congrats, Carrie.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Congratulations to you, too.
Thanks so much.
Well done. And thanks for playing. Now it's a legal matter, baby.